The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to yet another episode of the North American Wrestling Connection as presented by the Freakin' Awesome Network. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I need a question answered before I even look around at the table. Who the hell thought the Hardys would be this freaking relevant in 2017? Jason, what is wrong with this world?
It's not what's wrong with this world. The Hardys are the hottest free agent commodity 18 years later in the WWE, you know.
In all of wrestling.
In all of wrestling. They are the hottest free agent commodity. Let me flash it back, if I may.
Well, let me check with the rest of the table with the same question. VRM?
When I first saw some of the broken stuff, it's like, oh my gosh, what is this? This is going over the top. Wow. And I've watched it back a couple times, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Matt Hardy is a fucking genius.
Shane, I'm, you know, baffled.
There is no bad news about this, ladies and gentlemen. That's the world. Actually, no, there is some bad news. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. The world, nay, the universe has become broken. Everyone is broken.
Somebody would say that happened in November, but...
Ooh, nasty.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Depending on which universe you are in, you are right. Okay.
So the Hardys, since they decided that they were not going to sign a contract that was going to undercut their money, when they know that they're the hottest thing on TNA and sometimes the only reason people were watching TNA, they took the TNA tag belts and went on a little bitty tour, and showed up at Ring of Honor, which probably blew the roof off the building.
And then promptly defeated the Bucks of Youth, aka the Young Bucks, for the Ring of Honor tag team titles
at Manhattan Mayhem 6.
Why weren't either one of you there?
Money.
Time.
Time. Yeah. Okay. We apologize. But before we even get to this, I have another question to ask you, Nikki.
Okay.
Do you know who I am?
I know who you are. You've done quite enough in this world. And you're finally coming here? You come home to this place called Ring of Honor? This is a place where you will make an impact.
Yeah. And that man's name is, Nikki, Bully Ray.
Yes. He made his impact as the world's largest fuck you to TNA.
Yes, sir.
And you can't tell me his wording was on purpose.
It was totally on purpose because he has signed allegedly a more than 1 year deal to be with TNA, not TNA, with Ring of Honor full time. He was supposed to be with TNA, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think he saw a few broken people leaving the door, and then it's like, "No, good sir, you must come with us to the honor of the ring."
Yes. No, not just them, but a bunch of people left.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, you know, you guys want to keep fleecing us of money when we're just trying to make money and you barely pay us? Thank you, fuck you, bye.
Yeah.
Especially with one of the wrestlers, if you stop and think about it, it was a major FU to TNA. Because Drew Galloway was supposed to be getting the World Heavyweight title instead of who we saw this past week win it, Alberto El Patron. And he's just like, nope, not even a title shot's going to keep me.
And then, yeah, TNA got on the phone in a panic. It's like, somebody comes. We need a champion. We need a champion quick. It took them several phone calls, depending on the source. Because Del Rio was not their first choice.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, to the point where they had to reshoot the graphics I read. Okay. Supposedly, it read Alberto De Patron.
Oh, that's right. They screwed that up right out of the gate.
Yes. It was Alberto of the tequila. No, I'm sorry.
Somebody was drinking something to get into the, to be making those graphics. I'm sorry.
I think even Ethan Carter III had a little bit of a dig at the person that stuffed up with that, because he's like, it's like, hello, Mr. Patron, and like took a drink. I'm like, oh, you
yeah,
sir.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, again, the Hardys, okay,
mm-hmm.
The Hardys going to ROH, for now, by the way, because I don't think this is going to be long term, but
no.
For now.
No, 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 they're gonna do this till about April-ish.
Maybe May, something like that, yeah. But here's the more VRM.
This
right
is
now,
where yes, the fun begins.
Yeah, I know what you two are going to say, but can I just make one statement first before you guys get on the rant train?
Yeah, go for
it. Yeah,
Stephanie McMahon, move out of the way. There's a new bitch in town.
Oh yes.
We'll get to that in a second. But first, the impetus.
We're going to use a lot of $20 words tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
So, as we all know, last week, right, when their contracts fully expired and they became free agents?
Correct,
yes.
So, last week, the Hardys' contracts with TNA expired. They were offered a new deal literally 2 hours before the contract deadline, and it was a major undercut. They were literally cutting their legs out from underneath them on this new deal. And so Matt and Jeff said, thank you, fuck you, bye.
Well, actually, even before they said that, they said, look, you know, let's not talk about the contracts right now. We will drop the tag belts to anyone. Sign the contract. Well, my gratifications, your fornications, farewell.
Oh, very good! Nice!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Wow!
And the room is dead, ladies and gentlemen!
Wow!
Damn it, hang on, did I just miss one of Nikki Hayman's rarest jokes where she actually makes everyone piss themselves laughing?
Yes, because she said, and I quote, go for it.
Gratifications? No, my gratification, your fornication, farewell.
Broken Matt Hardy doing Jim Cornette, yes.
That'll do me.
Oh my goodness, yes. Wow.
So
the Hardys offered to drop the titles on TV, one match deal, and be done with it. TNA doesn't want any part of it. Hardys say, okay, we're going to be going to the Ring of Honor 15th anniversary show, and we're going to be defending their tag team titles. Impact Wrestling sends a 3-page cease and desist letter to the Hardys, demanding that they immediately stop using the using the broken universe. Impact Wrestling is claiming that it is their intellectual property, and anything that regarding the broken universe is their property and not the Hardys.
Bullshit! Oh my God,
Shane, if you would.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Thank you.
It goes TNA further.
Let me just say one thing. TNA could not be that creative if they had Tom fucking Clancy on creative. Go on.
It goes on to say from Anthem's Ed Nordholm, who is the big boss over there, we thank Matt Hardy for a superb performance in the Broken Universe. May the Seven Deities guide with their broken brilliance left behind. Matt Hardy, Broken Universe will always be here. Kudos to the creative team behind the vision. And here's where it comes in. Ed Nordholm singles out Jeremy Borash and a bunch of other writers from TNA.
Dave Lagana, too.
Lagana? Excuse me, my nose itches. Excuse me, it's the weather. It really is.
I'm sorry. Jeremy Borash coming up with an intelligent idea. This is the same man that had the most boring segment on TNA ever.
And that takes talent. Or lack thereof.
And here's, it gets even better, because Matt Hardy, the second their contracts expired,
mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy filed the trademark.
So, TNA is SOL on this. Or are they?
Well, it gets better, because this is all, because everything goes to, for this, it affects Revy's father, Senior Benjamin, despite mm-hmm. the fact that he was never a signed talent or paid one dime by TNA.
Right.
Revy's persona, Maxwell's persona.
He's not even old enough to have one.
He technically can't even sign a contract. What is he going to do, sign it in his own poop? I mean, seriously.
Hang on. Jeff Jarrett might claim that Maxwell stole his personality from his kids. I don't know. We'll see how that one goes. Jesus. No. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't feed the trolls, but come
no,
on.
No, no. Because
no,
now...
No. Let Rebby do that for you.
Yes, because now it's time for the return of one of our favorite segments, Rebby Hardy Won't Shut the Tweet Up. And goddamn, she shouldn't.
I think my screen melted when you guys sent me this. Oh my God. Do I get to read this, or do you want me to read this?
You could do it. You're the female voice. Go for it.
Let me just get the timestamp. I'll get the exact timestamp. So this began. First post came about 9 hours at about 12:15. Nikki.
Okay, I'm copying it out of because somebody posted all this for me. Excuse me, I have a cat in front of my monitor. Daphne, this your water's over there. You're not supposed to be drinking out of the cups.
I could say something here, but I'm not going to.
Please do not, Shane. You do want to stay on the show, don't you?
Keep it PG, people. Keep it PG.
Oh, no. We are going beyond PG.
Yeah, we're going
with what I'm about to read. Fuck PG. Okay. LMAO, fuck you guys! To Mr. Nordholm, to Mr. Jarrett, and Impact Wrestling, more than happy to play this game. Can we just talk about how many times Matt's contract would have been broken due to numerous issues on TNA's end? And can we just talk about how many times Matt's contract...
You said the double post of the double post.
Sorry. And or... I don't know, a company to make great instead of acting like a little bit...
Actually, I think you missed the line. You missed the line, yeah. Yeah, here we go. Sorry. Can we talk about how many times Matt's contract would have been broken due to numerous issues on TNA's end and never made a fuss about shit, but motherfuckers want to try and come at us now, after the fact. Don't you have an owl to promote or some shit?
Oh, shit! Damn. Okay.
I think that's further down. No, I don't have that part. Why didn't I not get this part?
All right.
I'm reading directly from her Twitter.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hashtag fuck that owl. Yes.
Oh, that explains what's popping up on the boards. Okay.
Yes.
So now it goes to or I don't know.
Okay. Or I don't know, a company to make great instead of acting like the petty little bitches you are. Funny thing is, everyone who ever actually had anything to do with hashtag broken Matt Hardy has our back on this. Damn near 20% of your roster leaving in the span of a week, all citing the same reasons or none at all. What does that say to you? And then a fake-ass wishing you well tweet from Ed Nordholm mere hours before threatening to sue us? Such a fitting end, man. Seriously, you couldn't write this shit. Well, TNA couldn't write this shit. And your Raiders worth a shit left, too. It's real cute how TNA can go radio silent for weeks, with the exception of nonsensical drunken texts from JJ. But we get a two-hour deadline to respond. Fuck you. You think this is taken? I can't. Everything these boys have done for the company, and you want to try and fuck us for the sake of it. Literally. No other reason except you mad? Yeah, speaking of petty, nice video package on TNA's history. With no visual or mention of Jeff, who gave his all for 7 years. Or Kurt? But y'all made sure to get those two video ID shoots of Jeff Jarrett in there. Yeah, that's business, brother, right? Petty! How about my husband leaving me a day after giving birth to make your TV tapings? That's how dedicated this motherfucker was to your company. How about the three highest-rated TV segments 2016 were financed by the Hardys solely to help the product and because they believed in TNA? Or all the shit-talking by Jeff Jarrett throughout the contract negotiations, Matt was still there, professional and trying to make things work for 2017. Oh, and this is the best part. Those motherfuckers trying to come after Senor Benjamin. Senor Benjamin, my father, by the way, who was never paid a dime by the company and who was obviously never under contract. Not those contract things mean anything to TNA until they're over or until 3 days before they expire, apparently. Jeez, I can't. Good luck explaining to your talent that their paychecks are late again because you're spending all your money suing the Hardys. Oh, and fuck that owl.
Yes.
Mike and drop.
Yes, and by the way, she tweeted about 28 minutes ago, hashtag Raj ROH, hashtag ROH15th, hashtag fuck that owl. Seriously.
Hashtag, now trending. Hashtag fuck that owl. I now have money on the New Day actually bringing an owl plushie to the ring on Monday.
Oh.
Who? Not you.
but it gets better now. It gets better because the legal notice didn't just extend to the Hardys since they're going to be on ROH. They were going to be on the ROH pay-per-view. They went after ROH's pay-per-view distributors. Because they're going to use the broken gimmick. That's our property. It's like, we're going to sue you. They actually got the ROH 15th anniversary show pulled from Dish.
Oh, fuck them. Shit's on now.
Shit is on, yes.
Shit is on. Somewhere Bully Ray is breaking something.
Now, there is no confirmation as to whether it was due to the Hardy Boys part, but considering that there were reportedly legal threats to their providers.
It ain't right.
I just have one thing. Put it to you this way. I think, you know, there's this little late night conference that's going on between Vince and Paul right now. And Jerry McDevitt, he's going, all right, How do we do this?
Yeah, how seriously.
How do we do this, right?
How do we do this? If we can get the paperwork to you, Pitbull, let's see if you can figure out how we can just end this whole feud by taking the Hardys back.
Yeah, exactly.
And there have been, and Matt has confirmed that they have been in talks with everybody.
Good.
Like everybody, they are like all New Japan, Ring of Honor, obviously WWE. He confirmed this in a in an in-character interview on TMZ a couple days ago.
Ooh,
yes. I'm sorry.
My senses are tingling for some reason. I don't know why. I'm getting the seven deities are talking to me, and they are saying to me that WrestleMania approaches, and we're going to see possibly the Club versus the New Day versus the Hardys versus probably another team in a tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Nah, I don't know. I think they would wait till after WrestleMania to debut.
There's not too much time to do a debut and build to a feud like that.
Right.
You don't need the Hardys to debut that. I'll be like,
granted,
hell yes, woo!
Granted, you really wouldn't have to do anything, but it would be nice to set something up. And frankly, let's not break the WWE till the day after Mania.
Where it's customary.
Yes.
Matt's already starting things. He's already like talking to the tagging the champs on Twitter and everything, saying we're coming after your titles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
By the way, character wise, because when the Hardys came out, mm-hmm. they were announced as, quote, Matt and Jeff the Hardys. Matt's hair was still in its crazy style. Jeff's mm-hmm. in his normal gear.
Okay.
They didn't really do anything Broken Universe related for the evening.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Yes. They're being cool. But here's the more interesting thing. So while all this is going on, we had the debut of the new Impact Wrestling, because TNA be dead. Okay. And holy crap, was that a clusterfuck. In so yes. many different levels. Oh my
yeah,
god.
I can honestly say to Bruce Pritchard, I did not love this segment. In fact, I friggin' hated it. Jesus.
The TNA tapings were so bad.
How bad were they?
That I believed every ounce of vitriol I read in the spoilers, and I normally don't do that. Because I read it, and to TNA, I say thee once again, you can put new curtains on the window, but it's the same damn show.
I just want to know one thing, ladies yeah. and gentlemen. When did heel Michael Cole go to TNA?
Josh Matthews wishes he was... Never mind.
No,
that's such a horrible comparison, but...
but he's right.
It's true, man. I watched it, and I'm like, okay, so the part of Jerry Lawler will be played by Jeremy Borash, and the part of heel Michael Cole is being played by Josh Douchebag Matthews. Okay. Well, let's get this Impact Wrestling going, shall we?
So, yes, this wonderful wrestling show goes with a couple of nonsensical title switches, a feud between announcers.
Cody Rhodes apparently forgetting where his opponent is.
Excuse me, the Hardys being deleted out of TNA.
That was probably the only good thing they did. Because, and just the fact that Matt and Jeff, you know, walked out with the belt and said, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Hey, wait, you can't do that. Our contract's expired, and you told us, you know, you told us that we couldn't drop the belts until we signed the contract, so we're not signing the contract, so bye-bye.
I wish they just took the titles with them to ROH and dropped them in a trash can or something and be like, this is what we think of TNA, bang.
But that's contradiction to their Expedition of Gold.
No, to this, if you know, if TNA had a real problem with, you know, if they really wanted to take that back at TNA, they would take gold spray paint and spray paint delete across those belts.
Oh, even better. This is not the Impact Wrestling title. This is the deletion title.
This title I declare redacted.
Yes, and to the point where the Hardys actually posted the footage that TNA wouldn't show.
Good.
Which was the when they won the Omega Tag Team titles a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, we have a little spoiler from the 15th anniversary show. We have a new Ring of Honor World Champion, finally. Christopher Daniels is the face of the company.
Oh my god, how long did it take? Is this his first world title?
As far as I'm aware, unless he won something in Japan.
Yeah, well, not only that, but Chris might have gained something in the process after waiting 15 years, but he also lost something. He lost his best friend, Frankie Kazarian, to the Bullet Club.
Yeah, well...
That's right.
Small price to pay.
That's right. Frankie Kazarian is the newest member after Cody Rhodes in the Bullet Club, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy.
Yes.
Enjoy. But I'm going to stand here with my shiny new belt.
Yeah, Jets, I am the new Ring of Honor champion. He beat Adam Cole just at the 15th anniversary show in Las Vegas right now as we speak. So
awesome.
Good.
It's about damn time.
Christopher Daniels, you know, long time from Curry Man, but holy cow, all joking aside, one of the best workers in the business, bar none. And,
yeah, another guy that was pretty much abused by TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of
abuse, Dutch Mantel, what the hell were you thinking? That segment was crazy.
Okay. Zeb. I'm guessing your Alzheimer's is seeping in.
Whoa!
Did Jeff write your material for you, sir? I'm just wondering.
And did you go out there without reading it? Because oh my god, why? You know, they do another fuck WWE thing. Admit they screwed up. But you're still mentioning guys that you're never going to get back. Samoa Joe is now a hitman for Triple H. Bobby Roode is the NXT champion. AJ Styles has been WWE World Champion and has beat up John Cena multiple times. Thank you.
And liked it.
And we all liked it. I know I missed somebody.
They mentioned Kevin Nash. They mentioned a bunch of other people.
Kevin Nash wasn't theirs to begin with. Sting wasn't theirs to begin with. Kurt Angle wasn't theirs to begin with. And I could blame TNA for some of Kurt Angle's troubles.
Right, but do you understand? Okay, how do you promote that you had the three biggest guys in the WWE right now? And we're like, oops. What in the fuck?
What in the actual retail fuck is that going to do for your show?
But then to add more stupidity to this,
if that was possible.
You go and take your catchphrase that you did in WWE and you F it up some more. Like he starts off with "We the people shall change Impact Wrestling."
We'll make Impact great.
We'll make an impact. I'm like, really?
No.
I went back to Miz like early 2010s here. I'm like, really? Really?
Really? Riley?
Jimmy.
God.
But it's like I watch this. I'm like, how could Impact get any worse? And they did.
They're so good at it. I can't even.
It's like what we think they can't go any lower.
They keep digging.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. TNA, there is only one thing you got right this whole segment. This one thing that you got right this whole show. And that was the debut of Rachel Ellering. That's about it. That's about all you got right. Sad to say.
However, Nikki, WWE didn't have a good week either. They really didn't.
No. Can I say that Fastlane was the slowest Fastlane I have ever encountered?
Are you kidding me? That main event was quicker than most prematures. Oh, stop it.
Oh, Jesus! Wow!
Oh, Lord, sir!
Good Lord, man! I know what you're talking about. There's a woman present. Good grief.
I'm sorry. That's the only way to describe this. Like, this was pathetic. And the reason behind it was asinine and stupid. Like, Goldberg looks jacked. He looks fit as. And Vince McMahon wants us to believe or buy that the reason that he's having such short matches is because he's worried about injuring him before WrestleMania. What? Kevin Owens has been in the ring with so many people and has not injured majority of the people he's worked with. And yet you got a guy that used to be in the NFL and you're worried about him getting jacked up by Kevin Owens.
If you want to talk about somebody who's a little bit dangerous in the ring,
if you're worried about him getting hurt at Fastlane, I'm more worried about him getting hurt at WrestleMania. But the rest of the show was a crawl. It was like, we got to waste as much time as possible so that Kevin Owens doesn't have to heel stall long before he gets murdered by Goldberg.
And even the heel stalling was kind of mistimed. I mean, didn't wait for the bell to heel. That it was like a pre-bell heel stall. And then as he's not even looking at Goldberg, the bell rings. At least when the bell rings for a Money in the Bank match, the champion, despite being groggy and whatnot after either getting hit by the briefcase or after the Elimination Chamber match, they have enough sense to actually be staring down their opponent.
Right, and the referee usually will go to each person and say, are you ready? You know, are we ready? You know, are we ready to start this match? So what the hell?
It was an absolute cluster of epic proportions. And so, we'll get to the WrestleMania booking in a minute, but let's just recap this mess, if you can.
Okay. Well, I had sent Jason a video that Daydreamer Dan sent me for one of the many millions of wrestling critics out there. Who did you watch the video, Jason? Did he cite any sources at all?
Yeah, he said Wrestling News World. That was the source, and I don't trust them.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't buy that.
Okay, so we, you know, the cruiserweight matches were probably the highlights of this show, and even then, well, actually, the tag was all right. But Neville Gallagher, I enjoyed thoroughly. But then again, I might be biased because I like both of these guys. But every other match crawled.
Let's look through this. Joe versus Zane.
Should have been, you know, this one could have gone a little quicker. You know, we knew that Zane was going to get murdered.
Yeah. Club versus Enzo and Cass.
Enzo and Cass were either way off their game or the club are really that much better than they are. So, I don't know what's up with that.
Sasha versus Nia. Huh?
Who booked that?
I
was like, what? You know, we thought it was ref error at first. Because we were all looking at each other like the match is over. And how the hell does Nia Jax not kick out of a bridge pin with somebody that was half her weight?
And she squats at, what, three times? What?
Yeah.
What Sasha weighs?
Exactly. She should have thrown Sasha into the third row. If you're lucky, you would have hit Skinny John. Anyway,
all right. So now we have Rusev and Jinder Mahal bitching and moaning.
Bonus matches that we didn't know about. Boring as hell. Nobody cared. And where was Sheamus? He came out, but then he disappeared.
Didn't he bro kick somebody later on, or was that Monday? No, that was Monday.
Okay. He came out and he was beautiful. He was really nicely dressed. And so was Cesaro, as he always was. So I'm like, awesome! You know, Sheamus finally cleaned up because the man cleans up beautifully. Put a cap on and hide that giant mohawk and you look like a respectable citizen. So, this was time filler that nobody cared about. Nobody was interested in. It was bad enough that everybody was already getting up to get souvenirs and drinks.
And then it got even worse when Big Show came in and just destroyed Rusev.
And I, you know, was Big Show bored? Did he demand to have a spot on the show? We could have done something better with you, big man.
Big Show's like, well, I'm probably not getting my match with Shaq, so I'm just going to destroy Rusev. Might as well.
Shaq, you chicken shit, get your act together. Anyway, mm-hmm.
Then we get the Cruiserweight Championship match.
Which was, I thought was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. But I do have a warning to Mr. Gallagher. You got to stop with the headbutts. Sorry. Those are painful, and you're gonna be a flash in the pan with those things. Sorry, they look really bad.
Oh, dude, no, the sound of them is even worse. I thought he legit knocked Neville out during that match. I was like, how is Neville still walking?
How is Gallagher still walking?
I don't know, he's English.
That's true. You don't lose proper form even when concussed.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Extend pinky gently. Okay.
Roman versus Strowman.
Okay. This match was plotting. If they had gone about 20-25% faster, I think this is the match I was looking for. They were going in slow motion. Yes, it's a power match, but Reigns has the speed, so does Strowman. We've seen it. Strowman's also very smart.
Nikki?
Has to earn it. The fuck? Where'd I go?
You just cut out for a second. Repeat your last point about the Strowman match.
Okay. This is a power match. Roman has speed. Strowman has the smarts. And the match that I wanted was if Reigns had to win, he had to earn it. And if this match had gone a little bit faster and a little bit tighter, I think people would have been more satisfied. Not happy, but at least satisfied.
No, what I found stupid with the whole match, like the result, look, I expected the result, but let's be realistic here, is the fact that they were saying that they didn't want the Undertaker interfering in that match or having like the gong go off and all that stuff distracting him, because they didn't want two interferences in a row. And I just looked at, I read that, and I'm like, do you watch Raw or SmackDown? Really? Like, you don't want two interferences in a row. That's Raw and SmackDown on a general basis. But you can't have it for a pay-per-view.
Well, see, they're trying to up the quality. Insert eye roll here. And the main was pretty much what a lot of people expected.
Women's title.
Oh, the women's title. Bailey lost her, one of them lost their place somewhere. Because there was a very flagrant botch that Bailey almost broke character on. She knew she screwed it up. So, I'm starting to wonder, though, is it, you know, I don't think it's the competition that Charlotte's had to deal with that makes the matches sometimes a little off. Maybe it has something to do with this, with this tall blonde daughter of a legend. Just putting it out there.
So we're saying it might possibly be Charlotte that's the issue.
Yeah.
I disagree totally. I think that Charlotte has improved tremendously. And I don't see it. It just feels like something's off. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Look, there's no denying that Charlotte has gotten better. Like, has improved. But you can't deny that there are nights where some people are off their game. And Fastlane might have been an off night for Charlotte, for all we know.
Could be.
Yeah, but we also had that a couple of pay-per-views ago when Sasha got hurt.
Okay, but to be fair to Charlotte, I think the Sasha injury situation was both of their faults.
Okay.
Because I think Sasha and Charlotte have both mistimed the situation, and that's what's caused Sasha's injury there.
All right, fair enough. But yeah, and then like I said, we had the main, and that could have used some Jericho. I wish Jericho had done a little bit more. And where the hell was Lesnar? Oh wait, they didn't pay him enough. Damn it, Uncle Paul.
They paid him enough to show up the next night.
It was probably cheaper rate.
Yeah, but by the way, so do you have the Pick'ems result, Mr. VRM?
If you don't, I do.
I did not download it from the...
I have it, VRM, don't worry. All right.
Sorry, Nikki, I didn't know if you had it or not. I apologize.
I do. And I suck.
Oh, no.
I am at the very bottom of the pile. Shane, barely above me at 6.
Woo!
And then the clusterfuck.
Then the clusterfuck, where Statboy, Muckamuck, 4th, Cindy, Jason, Mikey, and VRM are all tied at 7, but none of them get the belt.
Fuck.
So, who am I handing this lovely belt over to?
Happily ship the title to the Sunshine State, because the winner of this match with 8 points is Chris Waters.
And okay. Here's the funny thing about this. According to the spreadsheet, unless you have a newer version, Chris didn't pick Zane Joe, and Carl didn't pick the who got pinned in the Cruiserweight tag match.
Let's see. No, I have a pick for Carl for the Cruiser tag, but I see a question marks for Chris for Zane Joe.
So he did pick the who got pinned for the tag match, Carl?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Who got pinned he did not pick. Yeah. Sorry, I read the wrong column.
So they might there might have to be some going back over the tape out of the lists.
Yeah, we might have to do a little bit of homework and see. So while it's held up, at least it's in the right neighborhood. I mean, Chris is only about 2.5 hours from Orlando.
Okay. Yeah. Chris does not have a pick for Zane Joe. I can confirm that.
Okay. Shipping one title with one jar of Vegemite to Chris
and
Woods.
Carl did not have a pick, so results stand.
Okay. All right, we'll keep them. So yeah, ship that to Florida.
One dingo.
You do not ship a dingo. Seriously, do not.
Dude,
ship.
That's expensive and dangerous. Ship two. Anyway, so while we're talking about this pay-per-view, some lucky stiffs in Buffalo got this.
I realized like they were like that Finn Balor was definitely going to make a return sooner or later.
Holy crap!
But you did it at a live event, dude. Come on.
But yeah, Finn Balor, Sami Zayn, and a face Chris Jericho against Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, and the evil boss, Dr. Levesque.
Shut up and take my house.
You bastards.
Seriously. No fair.
Wah. Damn it.
Paul, you're looking a little out of shape there, champ.
Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, he looks great for having three kids. Oh, sorry. That joke is never getting old.
Finn looks good. Sammy always looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Samoa Joe looks like he's ready to have three kids. Just
no, he does not. Stop that.
Oh my God. Well, I already knew Finn looked pretty good. He posted a picture recently where, yeah, you could grate cheese on those.
Yeah.
So.
I had a block of sharp cheddar in the night off. Anyway,
we had a Nicky Heyman drool session.
Hey, there no Mojo Mo unless I start watching Lucha Underground. So I need 8 more reasons to be watching TV, right?
Yeah, it sure as hell ain't the build to WrestleMania. That's for damn sure.
Oh,
what you know? Are just somewhere I'm picturing Hunter and Vince are arguing over this with Stephanie sitting on the other side of the room with her head in her hands. Because it's so disjointed, and it's a lot of what we don't want to see. I mean, it's bad enough that Goldberg Lesnar was going to be on the card and was likely going to main event anyway. Now it's for the title.
Oh, I want to say what I put in the notes.
I'll tell you what, I will let you say what you put in the notes because I can't find it right this second.
Views and opinions, blah 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 blah.
No.
We'll probably agree with him.
No. So the WWE has painted itself into this particular corner. You have a 50-year-old part timer who has hit 5 moves and wrestled 1 minute and 48 seconds, who is now your Universal Champion, against a guy who is a drug-taking cheat who basically has no reputation left. Great going, WWE. Fuck you. How about that? Is that about right?
Yep. And then on the other side, you've got the match that everybody saw coming from the Royal Rumble.
Yep. Yes. But one that intrigues me, even though I'm sorry that the other person, Mr. Styles, is not involved. The fact that Owens and Styles are not carrying the belt into WrestleMania is bull fucking shit. Fuck you, Vince. Seriously.
Yeah, what happened to this new era stuff we were talking about a couple of months ago, huh?
Well, at least he's still partially following that with SmackDown with Bray Wyatt still being WWE champion.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, let's see. I give that match less than 10 minutes and Orton's going to beat him.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am making this proclamation right now so everyone can quote me on it. If I get a Goldberg-Lesnar main event for the Universal title and it goes as quickly as Goldberg's matches have been going lately, I will be boycotting Raw. Period. I will boycott Raw.
Oh my god, and then you're going to miss the epic shit that the...
I'm being serious because I'm already like not happy about the fact that the Undertaker's last match is going to be with Roman Reigns. Okay,
I'm biased, so I shouldn't comment.
Mm-hmm. The main event's going to be Jericho versus Owens. That's the real main event.
Yeah. The Roman Reigns Undertaker match, I think, is still going to be decent, but a lot of people are already rolling their eyes about it. I do like the parallel that they did draw, and I loved the segment in the fact that when Strowman was finally within two paces of the Undertaker and could have struck right then and there, showed respect. This is a fight. He knows he can't finish.
I was going to say, does it show respect or does it show cowardice? I don't know, because here's a man that's saying, you know, he wants competition, and yet he's got major competition right in front of him, and he backs out of the ring. It's like, I think the past 2 days, I'll say that with that segment, they made Strowman look a little weak.
I saw it as respect, and maybe a little bit of fear in the fact that yes, this is the goddamn Undertaker, you know, Batman's in the building.
Yeah, but come on, we're talking about this is where I find like WWE creatives' mindsets stupid, is because like you had CM Punk, who's nowhere near the size nor the height of Braun Strowman, and he didn't fear the Undertaker, yet here's Braun Strowman, big unit, and he's like, hey, you know what, I'm just going to back out of the ring slowly, and then I'll let Roman come down, and you can choke slam Roman. So, it's all good.
Yeah. What about 15 years ago, Flair versus...
Exactly. Flair and Hogan, two old-timers, they weren't afraid of Undertaker. But yet, here's this young, big buck, like Game of Thrones looking dude, and he's like, yep, no, I'll see you later.
All right.
But here, then you have Roman, who has the pedigree, the heritage, for being a hothead, something that they should emphasize more on Raw. Looking up at him and saying, you know, you may have been the big dog, but I'm the big dog now. And now he's going to prove it at Mania. And I like that. You know, my headcanon is kind of wonky and is definitely biased towards Roman. I admit that. But what I saw was Braun Strowman knew better. And got the hell out of Dodge. Besides, once Undertaker's finished mangling Roman, he can come back in and mangle Roman some more. That'll make everybody happy, won't it?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What was that?
Strowman backed out of the ring.
Yep.
Roman stood up to the Undertaker. Strowman might have also thought that once Undertaker's done mangling Roman, Strowman will come out and mangle him some more. Now, won't that make everybody so happy to see Roman Reigns get humiliated and stomped on and mangled into a ball and sent home so that they don't have to boo him anymore?
Oh, everyone's just waiting for him to hurry up and turn heel already, because where's...
Isn't that the exact same thing that people were saying about John Cena, like, for, like...
Oh, don't talk about
it. They've been saying that for the past ten or so years, yeah, but Cena still hasn't done it. Like, he's done his cute little, like, heel turn where he uses...
That's the point.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to turn Roman. Should they? Probably. That way people can boo him unironically.
But I will say this, though. Speaking of John Cena.
Okay. Everybody's like, oh, my God. You know, John Cena's doing this mixed tag at WrestleMania. He's being underutilized. The last 10 years you've been bitching that he's had title matches at WrestleMania. What the fuck do you want? Seriously.
I'm sorry. Can I just say, like, in the last... Well, I'm not, unlike all these other Cena haters, like, I'm actually decent towards him. This is actually the first match of Cena's I've actually looked forward to in the last 4 or 5 years.
Not even Cena Styles?
No. Cena Styles, of course. Like, come on. Like, they tore the house down. Like, other than...
You mean as a WrestleMania match?
Okay, I got what you're saying. Okay, right. Okay.
Well, when it comes to WrestleMania, this is Cena's WrestleMania moment I'm actually looking forward to.
And honestly speaking, Cena and Nikki makes a very interesting couple.
And there might even be something more on top of that.
Oh, if you believe the rumors, but I'll wait till I see it to believe it.
Oh,
and
no.
Even then I'll be skeptical.
Yeah, I would be too, because, you know, they're making a big deal. They've made a big deal over all the paperwork that Cena had, you know, had his first wife fill out. Now we're, you know, here we go again, and Miz is having a field day with it, which he should. He's doing some amazing heel work right now.
Miz on the microphone has become the new CM Punk. He is dropping pipe bomb after pipe bomb, and he's getting so many people behind him now, it's crazy.
It's because he's saying, how's that go? He's telling you the truth in a way you might not want to hear it, but he's telling you the truth. And it's easier to tell the truth, even in acting.
Yeah.
He's saying what a lot of people are thinking, but can't say.
Right. And he's saying it with the volume and vitriol that a lot of fans have been saying it on the internet. So, Cena's getting called out on his bullshit. So now he's going to take his supposed IRL girlfriend and have a match with Miz and his IRL wife, who hasn't wrestled in 5 years.
Yes.
And she's some would only, say that... Go ahead.
And she's the only one who actually gets out of another match, actually.
Well, it's... But see... You showed this to me, Jason. This is the first WrestleMania that Cena has been in where he has not been competing for a title.
Actually, it's the third.
Third, my bad.
Because in 30, he wrestled for just against Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
And in 28, Rock Cena won, you know, once in a lifetime until next year.
Yeah. So, you know... This little mixed tag match, okay. I'm curious. I know that Cena can wrestle when he's allowed to. Miz does a decent job of wrestling when he has to. I agree with Daniel Bryan about his wrestling ability. Whether that's a work or shoot, I can't tell. But we have that on the docket. We have Jericho Owens for the U.S. title on the card, which of course, who wouldn't be excited for this? I'm just interested in the slight change of character that Owens doesn't want to go chasing after the Universal title that he guarded so tightly and hid behind Chris Jericho for so many months. He's just satisfied now with a beat belt?
No, he's just pissed off he's more pissed off at Jericho.
Okay.
He's
Jericho.
Like, go ahead.
I was going to say, you go, Jason.
You know, I'm just saying is, you know, he's like, you know, he's like, fuck you. You took my title away. I'm taking yours. Fuck you. And Jericho was like, okay.
Sure. Yeah, I love that. Let me think about that for a second. Okay.
but he's going to take more than Jericho's title at Mania. But I can guarantee you there's going to be a apron powerbomb with Jericho's name on it.
Oh, more than one probably. Since Mr. Jericho has a concert date starting, was it May 5th?
Yeah, May 5th.
Okay.
His concert tour starts, and I have to find this because it was just... and I also have a couple of other non-wrestling related stuff. Because your boys, Edge and Christian, are actually going to do a podcast now.
I wanted a second season of ENC.
Well, this could be it. It starts the early spring tour is May 5th at Virginia Beach, Virginia, and runs through May 27th in Texas. It's swinging sort of East Coast, Southern type of a deal.
Damn it.
Closest to me is Asbury Park, New Jersey.
And probably nothing in my neck of the woods.
The closest is a place called Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin.
I don't even know how to spell that. Never mind.
Yes, exactly. So, yes. So, Owens will have the B belt because Jericho can't stay, you know?
Of course not. That's one we probably shouldn't even post for Pick'ems. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun ride. We know what the destination is, but let's see how we get there.
So I wonder, when Owens does win this U.S. title, who do we put against him? Because we've already heard the rumblings that Strowman's going to win the Battle Royal this year. So do you put him in the U.S. title picture, or...?
You could do that. You could...
Because I don't think anyone wants to see Zayn Owens again.
Fight forever. Anyway,
maybe Balor?
Balor's an option depending on what they want to do with him, since I'm thinking that if Rollins comes back and actually faces Triple H, and judging from Hunter's promo on Monday, this is happening. The do not show up at WrestleMania promo.
Yes.
Yeah. But they've also got the guys, their guys in the back wings. That's why nothing's been set in stone for Joe or Balor yet.
That's true. But the promo do not show up at WrestleMania, do not call me out, just reminds me of an old boss that I had that said, do not tune your satellite dish into the Super Bowl. Do not let the security guards come up and sit with you and watch it. And do not order pizza. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I was gonna say, what a load of crap. Nikki Haven broke all 3 rules. She said, nope, I'm gonna do this and do this. Why? Because I'm Nikki Haven and I'm allowed to.
That is 100% correct. And it was kind of fun watching the Super Bowl and being able to listen to the commentators during the commercial breaks.
Yeah.
And see slates for commercials for the national stuff. That was cool. So, anyway, Rollins is training like mad to try to get himself back into things. The MCL damage. I'm not sure if it was a full tear or a partial tear. I don't have the whole thing in front of me, but the end date of that is right around WrestleMania. So yeah, he's still a question mark. But we've had the pseudo beautiful day video where they showed him busting his ass training. I've got my fingers crossed. I really want to see this. I know Hunter wants to do this. I know Rollins wants to do this. I know that there's a great many in the fan base who want to see this. So please, 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 Seth, just be careful, man. Because when you come back, I want you back at 100%.
Exactly. And especially, man, like, I'm worried because if he's not 100%, you have him come back, face Triple H, and then that leads to them getting a future Universal title shot. You're going to be feeding Seth Rollins to Brock Lesnar, and Seth's not 100%. That's just asking for a year off.
I know. And that just, you know, that makes me really, really nervous. And it's just really, really frustrating. I kind of hope that somehow, some way, they get the belt off of Goldberg before Mania. Because we've already got one part-timer with the belt, who surprisingly is not getting turned on as hard as if Lesnar was wearing it right now. Despite commentary to the contrary from the Big Apple.
By the way, I will be at the Raw a week from Monday, and I will be booing Goldberg's ass off with everybody.
Oh, man, he actually there's a, I think it's an Instagram video or a Twitter video going around about him. Goldberg apparently told off one of the fans for swearing. He's like, hey, man, there are kids around. Just because they're not low lives like you, okay? Don't go brainwashing them with your garbage. I'm like, dude. Don't be doing that, especially after you won the Universal title. What the hell?
What? His son was in the audience. He doesn't want his son poisoned with those words. Even though he's probably heard him so many times.
Yeah, I know, but his son's on the other side. We're talking about when he's like walking up the ramp. He's like,
gotcha.
He's just hugging kids. He's going up to kids and signing autographs and that, and yeah, and then he heard someone swearing and told him off. I'm like, yes, well, they're adults, so,
Well, at least he wasn't yelling at the kids.
So, let's see, how many matches have we covered for potential WrestleMania?
Oh man, can I talk about one that I'm okay with, but also has ticked me off a little bit? And that's AJ Styles, Shane McMahon.
Yeah,
they're booking it. You can see that they're booking it because AJ, after he lost the number one contenders match to Randy Orton on SmackDown, you see him go backstage in a SmackDown exclusive, get in Shane McMahon's face, where you see some kayfabe backstage work, ladies and gentlemen, of the producers and everything.
Of course.
And yeah, he tells off Shane and goes, "You call that opportunity? You call that opportunity? I'm getting sick of this." And nearly starts a brawl with Shane before the Freebirds and Road Dogg come breaking things up.
Oh, yes, and Michael Hayes, as usual, dressed to the 9/6. My God.
To the fours?
To the fours. The purple and the pink, it's just, oh, my God.
Godfather's wardrobe getting taken advantage of once again. But no, like, okay, I'm all right. Look, I'm okay with it. Because, look, Shane McMahon has proven time and time again that when it comes to being in a wrestling match with top-grade wrestlers, he will put his body and his life on the line to give the fans a great match. what ticks me off is these Mark fans are like, but Shane's not even a wrestler. It's like, dude, did you even watch the 90s? Shane's a former European champion, hardcore champion, and you're going to say he wasn't a wrestler? Really?
2001 King of the Ring, I was there alive when he nearly killed himself. You remember you that when, match?
Well, you, remember when, you mean when Kurt Angle nearly killed him?
Yes. Yes.
And I was at WrestleMania 23. Yes, it was a garbage match, but he was going 100 miles an hour. And I got to see Coast to Coast live. Yes.
And then, if that's not a pinnacle for you, ladies and gentlemen, last year's WrestleMania.
He didn't have to do that.
He didn't have to do it. His wife and his kids were front row center watching their father and their husband up in the air landing on a man from 30 feet. Like, really? And you're going to still boo the man. Screw you.
Well, first of all, he didn't even land on the man. The man moved.
Undertaker ain't stupid. He's not going to sit there and wait for Shane to fall on top of him.
Take him off, please.
He looks good in high heel shoes.
Huh?
I'm picking on Shane.
Sorry. I know. I got caught out there. I realized that mean Mike was unmuted. I'm like, God damn it.
Like I said, he looks good in high heel shoes.
I'm talking to my 5-year-old that wants to wear his rugby boots around the house.
Good for him.
Oh, is that what they're called now?
Don't mess with the man's parenting skills, okay?
There's some bet. Your Heyman, future Heyman.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, I mean...
Your cold weather's coming, and my hot weather's coming, so...
Oh, and by the way, your boy Tappy Scary Dean needs some help. Oh, poor boy. He got his ass kicked.
I know. Damn it, Baron. Don't make me hate you like some people do on the internet. Happy Scary Dean's got outmaneuvered by Baron Corbin, which is unusual because normally Dean's usually doing the outmaneuvering. But it's hard to outmaneuver getting a security guard thrown at you, getting beaten with a pipe, and then flattened with a forklift.
Ow.
I bet that was Dean's idea.
Yes, and then you see in the WWE medical report that he has some bruising and possibly broken ribs. It's like,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so either we're booking Dean as the underdog champion for this one, or we're going to say that Baron Corbin won the title due to Dean's injuries.
Let's go with the former. I would like to go with the former, just because I want to see Dean. I want to see Dean fight at WrestleMania. But I don't always get what I want, so poor Dean.
Yeah, sorry, but getting back to AJ and Shane quickly. Look, I don't mind the match. I would like to see this, although I don't think I'm going to get it. I would like Shane to come out and say, "Look, man, last year's WrestleMania took a hell of a lot out of me. So I'm not wrestling again. But I do think you deserve a substitute and WrestleMania worthy opponent. So I went and got this man." And give the people what they want, which is AJ versus Nakamura. But once again, we're not going to get that. We'll get Shane versus AJ, and I think Shane will kill it.
Shane knows what he's doing, and AJ can make anybody look good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, come on, people. If AJ Styles can make James Ellsworth look good, need we say more?
AJ could wrestle himself outside of a video game.
Yes.
And get himself over twice.
So, I just have one question to ask you.
Yes?
How has the New Day ice cream contract not leaked legitimately? That we don't know who the ice cream company is that actually is going to be doing this?
Because I think they're still asking around. And I can't believe that nobody, that no ice cream company, Breyers, Blue Bunny, Edie's, Ben and Jerry's, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's should be all over this. But apparently they were able to stop whatever Lana did to get into their tablets. Yeah. Even though she is a very clever Russian hacker. And that was a horrible joke, but it's WWE humor.
It was funny.
No, it was funny. I just, my forehead still hurts from the facepalm. But, you know, we were joking about the group I was with when I went to see Fastlane. We were joking about it. The New Day coming out in an ice cream truck at Mania, and they already have the cart. So I'm amused. I just hope they don't run out of material once they get to Mania.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I know exactly what their entrance is going to be.
Okay.
It's raining ice cream. Hallelujah.
No.
That would be funny.
Imagine
if
that
happened. I think it's going to be a big ass ice cream truck, not the cart.
No, they'll have an actual ice cream truck, and it's going to have a unicorn motif, of course.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should tell you guys this. Actually, I'll just put this out there and let you learn this on your own, because it's knowledge that I did not need to know. We were talking about New Day, and we were talking about the mascot. And one of the guys at the party didn't realize that the mascot was blind. I said, yes, their mascot is a blind unicorn. Run that through Urban Dictionary. I am not going to give you the answer on the air.
The words blind unicorn?
Blind unicorn. Run that through your Urban Dictionary. And don't tell your kid, Shane. Seriously.
Oh my God.
Now,
really?
Why would I be telling my kid about this? What, like, I'm confused. Hang on.
Urban Dictionary, blind unicorn.
Oh my God. Wow.
Look at the size of that crap that just flew past the radar.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
But you can see why I didn't want to say it.
No, I'm we're good about that. Yes.
Yep. And they said unicorns weren't real.
Wow. Holy. You know they have gotten a lot through the censors, by the way.
I know they have. And I think they know they have. Their product, they are a multicolored version of the... They are this generation's Rainbow D-Generation X.
Bingo.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, Jesus. But actually, we talked a couple of shows ago about the whole Jimmy Snuka situation and what's happening with Tamina.
Yes, do you have an update?
Yeah, we're probably gonna see her at WrestleMania in the match where Alexa Bliss has to defend her title against every available woman on the SmackDown women's roster.
This pleases me. She may not win, but at least she'll be there.
Yeah, so we're going to see. We're possibly... Don't be that as me saying it's 100% confirmed, ladies and gentlemen. It's just something I've heard through the grapevine, that as a name that they've let slip. But yeah, Tamina Snuka was apparently on the list of women that are going to be part of that SmackDown Battle Royal.
Okay. So let's see. Meanwhile, on the Raw side of it, we're going to have the... Is this confirmed, Jason? Bailey, Sasha, Charlotte?
Yes, because Bailey and yes, because what happened was on Monday night, Charlotte was upset about Sasha interfering again.
Mm-hmm.
So Sasha and Bailey had a match, and then if Sasha won, it would be a triple threat match. And she did. She mm-hmm. beat Bailey with the bank statement, I believe. I think. Let me double check that per se. I could check that out, but yeah,
And of course, it's also been put out there. Don't count Nia Jax out of this equation. I would love to see her in this match.
Well, I'm still waiting for this week, for next week's Raw, to find out if it's going to stay a triple threat match or if Nia Jax is breaking down Stephanie McMahon's door and saying, put me in that goddamn match.
Please. I want to see that. I want to see that. I mean,
yeah,
Stephanie...
Bailey taps out with the... what happened was is that Dana got on the apron and Charlotte tries to interfere. Sasha kicks Charlotte and they roll into the center of the ring and Bailey tapped out. So, okay. Yes, because Charlotte was watching on the outside. That's right. So, yes, there was a legit tap out there and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so, some other newsy news. I mean, well, you know, just news. We lost Outlaw Ron Bass this week.
Somebody who I've been seeing on and off on pay-per-view. Whenever we get back to that, Chris. Anyway,
mm-hmm. We have a new member of the Hall of Fame, which was Ravishing Rick Rude.
8 more reasons to attend the festivities. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have a name for the Bella Baby.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find it. Just hold on. Oh, yes. It is going to be Birdie Joe Danielson.
Birdie?
Yes, Birdie.
Okay.
Her and her husband Daniel wanted to have their children have their name begin with B's. So, yes.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair, but Birdie, really? Like, because imagine if she gets lost. Here, Birdie.
This is the reason why a buddy of mine got pranked when a bunch of his frat brothers came over and said, hey, can you help us find our cat? It's named Poontang.
Oh, jeez.
And sent him walking up the street calling for it.
Oh! that's gold. I'll pay that.
I'm like, you stupid dumbass. Anyway,
so try this, okay?
Okay.
Remember John Cena was appearing in a film called Daddy's Home? Remember that he was in an uncredited cameo?
Yes, yeah. And actually, I can't wait for what you're about to say.
Okay. Cena has signed to be in the sequel called Daddy's Home 2. So try this. And this act, the preview, the actual premise sounds interesting, okay?
Okay.
So Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, Brad and Dusty, are actually working together to give their kids a perfect Christmas.
Okay.
Dusty's dad, Mel Gibson, and Brad's dad, played by John Lithgow, arrive. Family conflicts rise to the surface, and then John Cena's character arrives and shifts the macho dynamics as Dusty faces the challenges of being a stepfather in the face of a more ripped rival. It's filming shortly in Boston for a November 2017 release, and he's also shooting the Universal Pictures comedy, The Pact. Hey, pot, call the kettle. You know what I'm
Seriously.
Saying?
Seriously.
I mean...
Miz better be screaming about this on Tuesday.
He better.
Miz better be flipping his ever-loving shit about this. You've got two movies on your docket. Somehow you're going to find a day to work WrestleMania. Good on you, John. And then when you're done, you're going to have to go do the reshoots because your first outing is going to suck.
I just went ultimate burn when he said, "Well, we all know that John Cena doesn't steal anything. Oh no, he stole his shirt from a beer company." No, say it isn't so. And he stole Nikki Bella from another guy. That's right. His girlfriend was dating another guy before they got together. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Is that true? Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said Nikki Bella was dating Dolph Ziggler. Oh, say it isn't so.
Is that true?
I don't remember that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, that's what Miz said. That's what Miz said on Talking Smack, and yeah, it has been confirmed on Total Divas that Dolph Ziggler, aka Nick, and Nicole used to date. Keyword used to be.
Used to.
Oh, and by the way, the name of the Fozzy tour is called the Judas Rising tour. Is that the name of the new album?
Probably.
Oh, Kevin, he named an album after you.
Oh,
come on. That was well played, you got to admit.
I'll allow it.
I'm just checking to see if that is the actual name of the new album, you see. But damn. Judas Rising Tour. Not anything else. But yeah, the Miz should be screaming. Oh, Chris Jericho is actually doing something very cool for about the next week. I have to find this.
Okay.
He actually came out with, because remember when he was using the catchphrase "stupid idiot"?
Yes.
And he did not want to. He did not want to use that phrase on a t-shirt because he thought it would be bad. Okay.
Depends. However, does it have an arrow on it?
Actually, no, but I want to show you this. Take a look at this. This is official.
I'll buy that shirt.
My birthday's coming up. I wear a large.
Uh-huh.
And so this is his own deal?
No.
Okay. This is a... Excellent. They have it... yes. I wear a large. I'd like it in gray.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing. And if you don't want the t-shirt, you can get a hoodie or a muscle shirt.
Yep.
I'd ask for the hoodie, but I like my Shield one. I don't need another hoodie right now.
Oh, speaking of that, did you also see the Finn Balor jacket?
Yes, I did. Somebody asked me if I was putting money aside for that.
How much?
I think it's like $150.
Oh, fuck that.
Well, I know, because the Dean jacket wasn't cheap. I mean, I got that as a Christmas gift. Because I don't have that kind of money to blow on a jacket. Even if it is Happy Scary Dean. But no, that's awesome. Yes, buy this shirt. In fact, I'm going to share this. Where's the Facebook button?
So if we got anything else left on the docket, or
just trying to see, I don't think so.
Has anybody noticed that there was another missing Patriot over the last couple of months? I'm sure everybody's kind of scratching their heads.
Oh,
saying,
him, yes. Oh, that guy. No, we're not talking Gronkowski, are we?
No, we're talking about generic Jake Hager. I mean, Jack Swagger.
Oh, yeah.
There were rumors, since he hasn't been on TV in months, something got out that he had left the company. And I think he even had to go out and say, no, I still have a job. Still do jobs. Yeah, that's something like that. I still get a paycheck.
For now. As we said. But I will bet you he will be gone.
Yeah, because I hate to say it, he hasn't been missed.
Yes, June cutting season's coming. And Swagger's name will be on the list.
And they've actually been pretty good about not doing that much, that kind of, you know, they haven't done spring cleaning on a large scale in a while. Because they need bodies. And yeah, there's still a few people, you know, there's still a few people not make the cut. And if they're not using Swagger, I hear you rubbing your hands in anticipation, Jason.
Yes, because I forgot about one little piece of advice, piece of information, actually.
Do tell.
Okay. Now, you remember the awesome UK tournament earlier this year?
Yes.
Okay. We are actually going to have a couple of WWE UK live events in early May.
Okay.
It's going to come to Norwich, England, with the UK Championship Live. You're going to have Tyler Bate, Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Mark Andrews, Wolfgang, Tyson T-Bone, Sam Gradwell, James Drake, Joseph Connors, Dan Maloney, and Saxon Husley. Also, you're going to add Rich Swann, Akira Tozawa, TJ Perkins, The Brian Tendrick, and Tony Nese. And he said, "It's exciting to come to Norwich for the very first time. The passion of our fans in the UK makes every show an incredible, unforgettable experience." And it's hashtag WWE UK Live. So, you lucky bastards in the UK. Just saying.
Seriously. And speaking of specialty stuff, NXT dropped the first hint towards the women's tournament that they've been bandying about. Our two lovely Australian gals, Peyton and the other name just flew out of my head. Billy Kay and Peyton Royce were shown walking around the Performance Center carrying their NXT trophy, which was a ring bell. And they come across this beautiful trophy in a case. I forget what it was for. And they're like, you know, we need something like that. We need something better than this dinky thing.
I love seed, their social media stuff. They're awesome.
Yeah, seed properly planted. So keep an eye on those two. I think they're the ones that are going to be the instigators, since they're very good at instigating things. They will probably instigate this too.
Oh, I'll tell you guys something about that when the show's over.
So I think that's all that I've got. Oh my goodness.
Yes, and everyone's getting tired, and I've got a 5-year-old that wants me to hurry up and slam him around the place. So we're going
to play rugby. Yes, okay.
All right, then. Well, before we go, Shane, aside from your rambunctious son, do you have anything else to promote?
Oh, God. No, nothing. Well, except for our Australian listeners, don't forget that House of Hardcore will be having their show in Sydney this coming June. So get your tickets because it's actually the cheapest wrestling event that you're going to get besides the indies.
And if you go and you're guaranteed, you will probably run into and get to shake hands and hug Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah, well, this is where Tommy's actually really good, because for a front row ticket, you only have to pay $120. And that's for a meet and greet ticket, too, ladies and gentlemen.
$120 Australian? That's not bad.
Yeah.
If you're going, it's worth it. And Tommy is awesome to every fan.
Oh, I'm going to go. Don't you worry about that. I just need the damn money first.
Don't look at me, man. I haven't done my taxes yet. So, Jason, you've got the rest of the pile.
Yeah. We have taped a bunch of tribute shows to our good friend, Mr. Jim Williams, the heart and soul of Spectrum One here. We did a Touch 'Em All tribute show. We did a little bit of stuff on the BS. Of course, we did one for here. We did one on Pixel Nation. New Touch 'Em All will be out this week. We did a new episode of We Love to Interrupt. We also did do a new episode of BS talking about the NFL draft and all the moves and counter moves that's been going on. The Pixel, as I said, Pixel Nation will be talking about that. And of course, all the other shows here on Spectrum 1.9, Player.fm, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iTunes, Overcast, and pretty much anywhere and everywhere, and also including the panel, which is the Underground Bowling Association show, which is done by our good friend Mr. Gordon Pepper. So, there's that. So, that's that.
Okay. I have nothing really to promote since I got to go to SmackDown a couple of weeks ago, and I can confirm to you that, yes, the programs have not been updated yet. I would wait till about a month after Mania to go looking for them. And if you said you're going to Raw in a couple on the 20th, is it?
Yes. Yeah, week from Monday we'll be at Barclays. Yes.
Okay. If the cover of the program has Happy Scary Dean pointing at you, it is not the updated program.
Okay.
Just saying. Because that's the same one that I got a couple of shows back. I did buy one at this past SmackDown that was promptly stolen somewhere late in the show. Bastards. Somebody just PayPal me $15 and apologize. Really?
Yeah.
I will promote Paper Review, although it is still on indefinite hiatus. I'm not sure what Chris needs to do to get his butt in gear, but we will get back to this for sure. Also, I'm going to continue to promote the addictiveness of Supercard. They're making me chase a Chris Jericho card. Damn it.
Yes, and I've just re-signed to it too, god damn it.
I'm sorry, Shane. I didn't mean to get you re-addicted.
I hate you, Nikki. I'm chasing my Shawn Michaels legendary card, god damn it.
Come at me, bro. I've got an Elite Pro Roman Reigns with your name on it.
Yeah, we're doing it now.
Hello?
Oops,
where'd
sorry.
You go? I've got this Elite Pro Reigns with your name on it.
Yeah, well, Joe. Well, it's giving me a bit of time. God damn it! I've only got epics and legendary so far. Leave me alone.
What? Just because I have a bucket load of elite pros from a glitch that I exploited about six.
Yes.
Just like a Heyman to exploit a glitch in the program.
On that note.
On that note, I'm going to take my Elite Pro Titus O'Neil, which sucks, and get my butt off of this podcast. So for VRM, who decided that he needed to go and shut the servers down early, for Bad News Beeman, who has a lot of carding to do, for Jason Block, who probably still needs to save up some more money if he's going to the Barclays Center.
Yep. Yes.
My name is Nikki Heyman, and I hope you have enjoyed the North American Wrestling Connection. We will be back next week. As always, we will continue to bring you the most positive news in wrestling, and if we don't like it, we'll tell you why. Then, this is for you, Jim. Stay pony, my friends.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.